Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
The unknown is not always easy to face. While no one is sure of what will happen in the next moment, there are some who have so much coming at them that they're continually wondering, what next? I've learned that the key to moving forward into the unknown is choosing to be courageous. When you get down to it, courage is taking the action to move forward, regardless of the fear we have, believing in the amazing next of God.
In his account of Jesus, Matthew described the scene of Jesus' disciples facing the unknown on a stormy, dark night in the middle of a lake. To understand how they felt, we must take the time to review their day of miracles. Thousands of people had come to Jesus. The sick had been healed, and thousands were fed with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. It was seriously an upside-down miraculous day. It takes a lot to believe this right now, but I'm pretty sure it was hard believing it even when they saw it happen. As the day came to a close, Jesus told the disciples to go ahead of him to cross the other side of the lake while he attended to the people on their way home.
I don't know if the disciples were just needing a break from the crowd or if they wanted some me time or what, but they did do what Jesus said to do without question or hesitation. And it would seem that Jesus in his humanity needed a time of peace and quiet, because after the people left, Jesus went into the hills to pray alone in the night rather than joining his buddies, the disciples. The thing is, the disciples could have used Jesus's help to get across to the other side. Yes, they were expert fishermen. They were accustomed to storms on the water. So this storm had to be a pretty big deal, the kind that starts out with intensity. And like many storms, it comes in the dark of the night. It's hard to fight what you can't see. And fear swept over them as they faced the unknown of the moment, escalating when they saw someone walking on the water in the dark of the storm.
But Jesus shouted through the howling wind, pouring rain, and rushing waves of the storm, "Don't be afraid, have courage, I am here." Without warning, the sunny, miraculous day turned into a stormy, frightening night. Yet, even in the darkness of the stormy sea, Jesus knew where they were and met them in their fear. The thing is, when we go where God directs us to go, there's no need to be afraid for the next moment. God meets us where we are at. Have courage. God meets with you in the sunshine and the rain of life. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Follow us on social media or check out our website at tablethink.com for more content.